She's going to be here on the border for a day on the green at All Saints Estate in February with the John Butler Trio, of course. She also happens to be one of Australia's most loved artists since 2000, and she performed the miracle of working a futon couch into a song magnificently. The one and only Missy Higgins joins us. Missy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very well, thank
Fantastic,
you.
Fantastic, thanks. I've got to talk about the futon couch because it's just... It came up, you sang it at the Ed Sheeran concert when you were supporting Ed in March in Melbourne. You sang that fantastic song and also revealed the beautiful story that you were expecting your second baby. And you did and then everyone, of course, focused straight on your tummy to see if they could see the bump. And you were looking amazing. But tell us again, for those that weren't at that concert, the story of the futon couch song.
Well, I spent a lot of time up in Broome in WA, and I used to live there, and my husband lived there when we met. So the futon couch belonged to a mutual friend of ours, who my soon-to-be husband was living with at the time. And we kind of... I was sitting on that couch when he walked out into the living room for the first time. He'd just jumped out of the shower, and... And I was like, oh, hello, who's this? My friend's got a new housemate. And we just got talking, and then over the next couple of weeks we became good friends and kind of fell in love soon after. So, yeah, it was the futon couch that I was sitting on when we first met, and then I ended up kind of serenading him on guitar on that on that couch a while later as well.
Was it as festy as...
Sort of the beginning moment.
Was it as festy as my futon couch? Was it all bloody horrible and...
Yeah, to be honest, it wasn't the nicest futon couch. None of them are, really. They're not. If it was, it wouldn't be a real futon couch.
Exactly. Because it was the couch that you used as a couch, and then if someone, you know, happened to crash at your place, that's where they slept.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a student couch.
Absolutely. Now, I mentioned again the Ed Sheeran concert. What a coup. How did that come about? And did it just blow your mind when Ed asked you to tour with him?
Yeah, I was pretty shocked and flattered. And those shows were just amazing. Like, I've never played in front of that many people in my life. And I was really nervous the first show. Actually, the very first show, I think I lost my voice halfway through the set because I was just singing so loudly because I'd never played in a venue that big before. So I was like... I was, you know, subconsciously trying to sing to the back of the stadium. But by the second and third gig, I'd kind of gotten to the swing of it. And by the end of the tour, I was just having an absolute ball. And, you know, you just get such a high playing in front of that many people. And his crowds were just so hyperactive and excited and just so lovely.
Oh, we're excited.
Yeah, and he's such a nice guy too. Like, I didn't expect him to be so down to earth and just, he's just like a big music nerd, really, or a little music nerd, quite short.
Oh, that's so cool.
He's really sweet.
Yeah. Hey, we have something in common, just changing tack completely, Lou.
Oh, do you?
Yes, we do. We both like cemeteries. I was very excited when I heard about this, Missy, because love old cemeteries especially, like, you know, the old kind of 1800s and 1700s cemeteries, depending where you are in the world. But you do too, kind of, in a weird way.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what inspired my song Cemetery. I used to sneak in cemeteries at night, and mainly when I used to tour America a lot on a tour bus, and at night there'd be a few hours between the end of the gig and when we'd leave for the next city.
Yeah.
And I just got into this kind of habit of just sneaking away by myself and jumping the fence of the local cemetery in whatever town we were in and going for a walk just to clear my head.
Wow.
And sometimes I'd lie down on the ground and just look up at the stars, lie amongst the dead. It was pretty creepy, really, when I say it out loud.
Yeah, but it's quite creepy, at the same time.
But also,
I see it, I understand.
Very peaceful, because no one's making a ruckus in there, let's be honest.
That's right.
No, yeah, it's probably about as peaceful as you can possibly get, being amongst a whole lot of dead people.
Totally. Did you ever see anything weird in there?
No, it was always really beautiful. Like, that's the other thing is cemeteries are always really well kept as well.
Yeah.
So they're really lush with plants, and the grass is always beautiful and, you know, and green and yeah, it's a really stunning place to be. And I think it's quite rare to be able to be in that kind of open space amongst lush kind of greenery at that time of night. On your own.
We'd like to play a quick game, if we could, called This or That, where we're going to throw out a couple of scenarios to you and you've just got to tell us which you prefer. Are you up for it, Missy?
All right, yeah, sure.
All right, over to you, Lou, to start off.
Let's start it out with a day in the snow or a day in the surf?
Oh, a day in the surf, definitely. I hate the cold.
Country or city?
Country, definitely.
Now, you're only saying that because you're talking to us?
No, I really love open space. It's good for your mental health.
It certainly is. Tea or coffee?
I really love coffee, but tea is better for me, so I tend to drink that more.
Good girl.
Acoustic or electric?
Electric at the moment.
Okay. But you've loved acoustic, haven't you, in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bit of both, to be honest, but lately I've been loving my electric guitar, so let's go with that.
Futon or beanbag?
Oh,
gosh. Well, I'm going to have to go futon, aren't I? I've got too much history there.
Yeah, you're right. You're invested right. In futon.
Yeah.
Sport or politics?
Oh, can I pick neither?
You can. I was wondering about that one. I'm like, I genuinely don't know which one Missy would choose.
I genuinely hate both. No, I don't really.
There's our promo.
I love
it. Missy Higgins hates everything.
I'll probably go sport over politics, to be honest.
And pizza or noodle box?
Oh, final question.
Oh, pizza for sure.
Yay.
Oh,
very nice. The pizza.
Oh, you've done exceedingly well with This or That. Thank you for that.
Have I passed?
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's no fail, really.
Well, there was a bit of foul on the...
Except the politics questions.
They were hard-hitting questions.
I know. Yes. We pride ourselves on that, Missy.
All right, so A Day on the Green, John Butler Trio. I know that you were with them in the early days kind of thing, weren't you? You performed with them.
Yeah, they were one of the first bands to take me out on the road, actually, when I was a little up-and-comer. So, yeah, this is a nice kind of coming full circle to be co-headlining with John, and he's just such an incredible performer. So I think there's a bit of a crossover with our fans. So I'm hearing a lot of kind of positive things about people liking both of our music and being excited about the show. So I think it's going to be great.
Absolutely. There's certainly a synergy between the two of you performing on the same bill. Now, with the Days on the Green, obviously they're in wineries and really relaxed settings. Do you feel relaxed when you're performing in that kind of atmosphere, or do you always get a bit nervy?
I always feel pretty relaxed. I think they're one of my favourite gigs to play, actually, because everyone's just chilled and they're on a picnic blanket and drinking wine and eating cheese and, you know, there's kids running around and I don't know, I just feel... And you know, by the time you come on stage, everyone's kind of loosened up a bit. there are a few glasses of wine into the evening. And, it's just a really nice atmosphere. And the Day on the Green people always treat us really well. We always get like massive platters of incredible food backstage and they're really lovely shows. And you know, it's kind of when everyone's really relaxed in the audience, it's less pressure on the artist, you know.
Yeah, cool.
You don't have to do quite so much because everyone's already having a good time.
Now, Missy, you've got the Best Of album coming out end of next week.
I do, the special one. It's got a few new tracks on there as well. It's got a couple of new songs and a live track on there, and it's a mixture of kind of my singles over the years and also a few tracks that have been really special to me.
Yeah, I noticed All For Believing, which was the song that really launched your career when, was it your sister sent it into Triple J Unearthed?
Yeah, she sent in the cassette demo of All For Believing to Triple J. And it won Unearthed, so that was the beginning of, my life as a a professional musician, I guess, way back then.
Amazing.
But it's the very original recording of it when I was 15 or 16, yeah.
And just got to say, congratulations on the birth of your baby daughter, Luna. And I believe you and I have got something in common. Our daughters are born on the same date, 13th of August.
Really?
Yeah. My daughter's the 13th as well.
How old is she?
She's 17.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So a bit of difference.
A lot of difference. But yeah. She, can I just say, she is an absolutely delightful young lady. Has been, the easiest baby and a delightful child.
So is it the birth date, you reckon?
Well, I reckon it's the birth date. I'm hoping the same for you.
Yeah. God, I really hope so too.
Missy.
My son's a little firecracker, so I'm hoping she's really chilled.
Missy, great talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. You too, guys. Thanks very much.